Any thoughts about the issue of cost? You mentioned breaking the bank, these newer agents that are coming out, and sort of where that's heading and where it ought to head.
Cost is an important consideration, but I think we need to actually talk about cost benefit as part of this. And what we don't yet know is what's going to be the best amount of patient benefit given the amount of any given amount of expenditure. I would highlight one thing, at least at our institution, the cost of bevacizumab is actually no worse than the cost, and I don't know, there may be a little bit higher or lower, but it benchmarks pretty close to irinotecan, oxaliplatin. If one accounts for the cost of the home care infusion team, even though the drug cost for 5-FU is small, and then that doesn't even count the amount, you know, for the doctor, the CAT scans, and the blood tests. One drug cost out of a complex regimen needs to be put into context of how much benefit. I think the fact that we need to weigh efficacy, toxicity, and financial issues together is, I think, brought home by a combined analysis as well as the data from the third arm of the IFL study. So if you look at 5-FU leucovorin, and then whether you add bevacizumab or irinotecan, it's actually the 5-FU bevacizumab group which seems to have a little bit better overall survival and time to progression compared to the 5-FU plus irinotecan group. And what this suggests is that the complexity related to the cost benefit needs to be derived from the therapeutic index and overall activity of the regimen in question. These are all issues we're going to need to deal with. Even a country as rich as ours cannot have unlimited spending in all categories of health maintenance. We have many people who are uninsured, underinsured. The cost of antiemetics alone is significant and often a major problem for patients. However, the cost of these drugs, even the full chemotherapy regimen for colon cancer, is really a rounding error on the national budget for healthcare alone. I think at some point we need to figure out what's the best approach. I think we also need to develop innovative frameworks whereby we can start to address pharmacoeconomic questions where we would expect similar efficacy. Are there modifications of duration of therapy? Are there modifications of dose ranging, which may be appropriate to follow up? And I think there can be coalitions not just of cooperative groups, but perhaps by insurers partnering with other research groups, including academic ones, to help address, are there other ways of doing things where the main question may actually be economic within a ballpark of expected equal efficacy? I think this is going to be the easiest way to address this. Longer term, I think it'll take use of generic drugs to help offset this. And what I would hope is the basic premise that driving treatment progress comes first, and then we can deal with a lot of the economic implications of success secondarily. The economic capitalist engine is very good at dealing with ways to modify things that are shown to be useful. Cancer is a hard target. And I think if we stay focused on trying to continuously improve patient outcomes, following up on ways to solve the economic implications will hopefully sort themselves out.